It's 8 o'clock in the evening on a weekday, and the place is loud and clouded with smoke. About 60 men are playing dominoes with cigars in hand as they trash talk to their opponents. This, Angel Suarez says, is...
It's a man cave. We talk about what you did right, what you did wrong. You think you're good, but you're actually bad. You know, it's guy camaraderie.
Angel Suarez is playing at one of the six tables set up outside Havana Cuba Cigar Company, a cigar shop in Miami Lakes. Across from Suarez is his partner, who goes by the name of Bomba, or Bomb.
The guy across from me is a monster. We call him Bomba for a reason.
Suarez is a 36-year-old Cuban native who comes here to play dominoes twice a week. He says because of the game, he gets to have guy time. People have been playing dominoes in Miami for more than 50 years. In backyards, family gatherings, and the famous Maximo Gomez Domino Park in Little Havana.
I think I was about 7 the first time I played dominoes. And it was just such an addictive game. I didn't even know what I was doing, but it was the best thing I had ever known. And to be there with the men and being a boy was amazing.
Now Bruno Pozo is 29. He comes from Coral Gables 2 to 3 times a week to play dominoes in Miami Lakes. He's one of Suarez's opponents, sitting at the table surrounded by men dressed in t-shirts and ball caps. The older players are more formal in their guayaberas.
We're just a bunch of dudes that like to play this game, come here, smoke a good gar, and hang out after work.
His game partner, Steven Londono, agrees.
Just have fun, bond with the guys, get away from the wife.
It's a good excuse to get away from the wife.
Jose Chardon, one of the guys standing over the table watching, thinks for most men, dominoes is an escape.
You used to just sit in front of the TV, eat, and get fat. Now there's a place to come together with, you know, a lot of your peers, and, you know, just talk about life and then just play dominoes. Especially, like, if you look at a lot of these guys, they're not necessarily into exercising. So what else can you do besides a sport that you can come together as a group? You know, dominoes.
Today it's happening in almost every cigar shop.
Cigar shop owner Kiki Berger says although there is no cost to join a game, many of the players spend money on cigars.
In the Kendall area, I know several shops that are doing it. That has increased their revenue for sure because they were empty. They didn't have the people. Now the people in the neighborhood come in.
In this game, Suarez and Bomba took the win. Pozo blamed his teammate for the loss.
We win!
We won!
Que malo tú eres, man, que malo tú
eres. I'm Paula Callejas in Miami.